Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Back live, ladies and gentlemen. I have a special report I want to air ahead of Stuart Rhodes joining us to get into the latest on the coronavirus and more. Dr. Steve Pachinik coming up. This is Chuck Todd, the Obama globalist, gaslights America with coronavirus propaganda. This is after our economy. This is after President Trump. Look at the CDC telling him it's no big deal and not a problem. He was finally getting it, but I went, but it's bigger than that. When it becomes a problem, then they're going to say you didn't respond properly to it. And ladies and gentlemen, 3 days ago, it's like they flipped a light switch. Every radio show that's national, that's establishment, newspapers, MSNBC, CNN, ABC, all the usual suspects. I've got dozens of reports right here. You've all seen them. President Trump caused this. President Trump didn't do enough. President Trump's trying to cover it up.
None of this seems to match the facts. What facts are there that Democrats are doing this?
Well,
it seems like people are asking questions and they're concerned about the virus. This implies some sort of political motivation, which is kind of gross.
Well, I will tell you, there's been a lot of irresponsible rhetoric among Democrats and commentators.
Who is this?
On the left.
Name some names, sir.
Well,
because this is just, it just feels like gaslighting. Please name some names. We're all big.
Well,
we're all big people here. Name some names.
There was a column in the New York Times that's that by a prominent liberal journalist. It said we should rename it the Trump virus.
Okay, that is. Does that apply to? Does that apply to all?
So that the muzzling the scientists. Mr. Fauci's been here in anyway all the way back to the Bush administration.
Let me clarify. I have never been muzzled ever, and I've been doing this since the administration of Ronald Reagan.
I think when an administration or government appears to be non-transparent on it, then that creates problems. I think that the Trump administration really grappled with that this past week. When you saw President Trump come out and say it was a new hoax.
Anything that they can use to try to hurt Trump, they will. But for them to try to take a pandemic and seemingly hope that it comes here and kills millions of people so that they could end Donald Trump's streak of winning is a new level of sickness.
I want to give you an opportunity to respond to that comment from Don Jr.
He should not be near me when he says that. There would be a serious altercation. Don Jr. had better not get any place close to me.
Frankly, I think that was Don Jr.'s point, that there has been some very strong rhetoric directed at the president.
You were down in Charleston last night using the word hoax when talking about Democrats. Somebody now is dead from this. Do you regret that kind of talk?
No. Hoax referring to the action that they take to try and pin this on somebody because we've done such a good job. The hoax is on them. I'm not talking about what's happening here. I'm talking what they're doing. That's the hoax. That's just a continuation of the hoax, whether it's the impeachment hoax or the Russia hoax. This is what I'm talking about. Certainly not referring to this. How could anybody refer to this? This is very serious.
So they start asking us, hey, what are you doing attacking the president? Because you're saying it's serious. Yes, I'm saying it's serious. Because of how the whole media is unified, how they use it for martial law in Italy and China and now all over the world, Switzerland and all over. Clearly, this is a big global move. People better get ready. But if they then release a virus they bought from Obama that they know is not super lethal but does kill some people and spreads fast, it'll scare the hell out of folks. They can push a vaccine later and make money off that as well.
Donald Trump said just several days ago this was a Democratic hoax. What in God's name is he talking about? Has he no shame?
The Trump administration has been asleep at the wheel.
We know he doesn't have the capacity or the competence to handle such moments.
I cannot think of a worse person to put in charge of dealing with this coronavirus.
And his response has been pathetic.
This is not a Democratic hoax. This is incompetence on the part of the President of the United States.
Out of that, they can shut down their factories and order the city shut down, order no one to go to work in all their major industrial sites, and then that kills the global supply chain, they've just checkmated Trump in America. And you know that's what they did. They did it with the deep state, with the UN, coordinated with the EU, who were all on board to create the hysteria and fear, bring down the economy worldwide, and then say, President Trump and America. And people that questioned when it's obviously overblown.
I don't sell firearms, but I promote them constantly. Now, can somebody listen to me and go out and buy a gun and use it wrong? Yeah. Just like I'm telling people, hey, I'm a man, I love women. You ought to go out and get a girlfriend. You may have problems with her. You may get a divorce. You may whatever. The point is, I'm just steering you in the direction I went that was successful and I loved. Well, when it comes to supplements and when it comes to storable foods, we've got the best out there because I want you to get a great result and to come back again and again as a customer and fund our political, spiritual operations against the globalists. So if you want storable foods and everybody else is sold out, and you want them delivered to your door, if you want to be high quality, then take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got to tell you, the next week or two, I may come out and say, sorry, no more food sales. We've sold out, just like we've done with supplements and other things. So get your orders in now today at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and your family. Become independent.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Mother. We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. We are broadcasting worldwide now into hour number two of this March 4th, 2020 Wednesday transmission. Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers, a constitutional lawyer, veteran, is here with us to give his take on the coronavirus. And he wanted to first bring up the fact that they found at major institutes it is man-made. And that's the big elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about. The question is, why did China shut down its supply chain? Why did they lock their cities down? That's real. That's a giant response that's creating a supply chain Armageddon. As I said last hour, I was talking to Stuart during the break. He agrees. This is China's way to try to win the trade war, have face saving, but if they shut their economy down just to show how we're dependent on them, people say, well, you're a terrorist, but if they did it because of a coronavirus, whether it's super deadly or not, then they have the cover to do it. Then the Democrat media joins in. It's all Trump's fault. We predicted this a month ago. Now they're following that script exactly. Stuart, good to have you here with us.
Likewise. Good to go. Yeah, I think this is the deep state's takedown of President Trump, frankly, and also their way to usher in draconian measures being seen as normal inside of our countries. But instead of being draconian about keeping the virus out of the United States by locking down the borders and stopping international flights, they instead, you know, the borders are wide open, and their only answer is they become draconian with us inside of our country.
And then they criticized Trump, if you remember, when he stopped the flights 3 weeks ago, saying that.
They want the flights to continue because they want it to spread. But he's making a mistake now by not stopping all international flights. He stopped the flights from China and then Iran, but what about Italy? What about South Korea? What about Japan? That was a tragic mistake to let those flights continue. And now it's too late. He should stop all international flights, period. But even beyond that, I think you were talking to Mike Adams yesterday about this. The domestic flights are now spreading it around because it is airborne. It's not just that you get it when someone coughs near you. But if you're 6 feet away, you're safe. It could be circulating through the air conditioning, be circulating through the air in a school, in an airport, any enclosed space, and you're going to breathe it in just like smallpox or just like measles. That's what's different about this. It's not the same as the flu and how it's transmitted. It's also an aerosol. It can be airborne.
Give us your expertise. You have a lot of sources. It's not that FEMA has all the answers, the military has all the answers, but I was told a month ago by our sources in the Pentagon and also in FEMA that we believe it kills about 2% of people, and we're already having an undeclared emergency going on. That's now been admitted, and then it broke containment over a month ago. That was now in the news a month later. So we've got good sources, and they're not sure because they're looking at, well, who dies? Were they already old? Do they have pre-existing conditions? They don't know. One Lancet study says 15% die. What we're saying is about 2%. That's great news. But that's still 30-something times the number of deaths we see with the flu. So even at 2%, this is going to be a 3 million dead person event if half the public ends up contracting it. And again, you have the BBC publishes leaked Iran footage showing bagged bodies of Corona 19 victims piling up. We're going to play this again in a moment. We've got time to debunk the skeptics. Coronavirus 19 has a death rate that's about 34 times higher than the flu. And you look at these numbers. Italy closes all schools amid coronavirus outbreak. So is it the biggest hype we've ever seen with China shutting their economy off, almost all their cities? Or is it really big?
It's both. I think you could take advantage of a real crisis. You know, the old saying, never let a crisis go to waste. I think it's true for a real one as well. It could be as deadly as the Spanish flu, or more deadly, as Dr. Boyd said, right? You have Professor Boyd on your show saying he predicts it to be more deadly than the Spanish flu. The death rates of 2% are presuming that China's being honest, which we know they're not, about the numbers of dead. I think it's far closer to 6% or 10%. But even if it's only 2%, in the United States, you only have 6 beds per 1,000 people in any given hospital. So there's not enough beds, there's not enough ventilators for you to be taken care of if you become one of the very, very ill. That's another issue that's going to happen. It's going to be triage. They're going to have to take on and decide who has a chance of living and who's not going to live, and that's who's going to get the care.
And if you look at the exponential growth, it's going to peak probably the end of the summer. And they don't know. They hope hot weather shuts it down like the flu normally would be. But again, I go back to the beginning. It's man-made. You've got the articles, documents. That's not debated now. What is behind this? And I'm sure you know. I've got it right here. Even the Journal of Science reported back in 2015, Obama authorized himself, because the scientists didn't want to do it, the transfer of this very Chimera virus to the Chi-Com. So why did they do that?
Well, like Dr. Boyd said, they're all in cahoots. The CDC, the World Health Organization, is part of the military-industrial complex that does all of this research around the world. And whether they intend to use it on the people themselves, or they're, you know, being benign and trying to create vaccines for other possible uses, you know, who knows? But the thing
regardless,
is,
regardless, they're the source.
Right. Regardless, it was man-made. I think Dr. Boyle is right. It was man-made in the Wuhan lab. The Indian scientists, the report from them right here, you know, points out that it has HIV in it.
HIV delivery. And by the way, it's conclusive. They're looking at the virus. It's cut in. It's
right. So it's a chronic disease like HIV. It doesn't attack your immune system. And what it does is, much like HIV,
it keeps coming back.
And it'll attack your heart next, and then your brain. And they're saying that encephalitis is one of the strains they found in it. Encephalitis is a deadly brain infection. That's why people just drop dead of heart failure, or just drop dead.
So it's a soft kill weapon.
Well, it keeps coming, like one guy said that leaked it. He said, look, it's like Russian roulette. You're playing Russian roulette. Okay, you didn't die this time. Let's pull the trigger again next time. It keeps coming back.
Because we can put that virus up from the Indian report, which is conclusive, CRISPR scan. It's bristling with weapons. It's all just been.
Right. They combine HIV with MERS and coronavirus is the shell that carries it. So people say, oh, it's like the common cold. Well, that's the carry mechanism. That's the delivery mechanism.
Yeah, the cold's the most spreadable thing. It's the delivery system.
It's even worse than the cold because it is airborne. It's so small that it goes right down to the very bottom of your lungs and inflames your entire lungs, even worse than pneumonia. And because it's so small, it can be suspended in the air. Like right now, the air conditioning in here, you could be breathing and not know it.
So a plane or cruise ship's perfect.
Oh, yeah. I'm not flying anymore. There's no way. In fact, some of our guys are going to come down to a conference here in Texas. They canceled their flights to my medical guys. But they understand the danger. You should not be in enclosed space. Schools, offices, churches, airplanes. If you want to avoid this virus, the best thing you can do is stay out of those spaces.
Let's show the footage. It's on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. BBC publishes leaked Iran footage showing bagged bodies of coronavirus victims piling up. Media space correspondent Joyce Carman comments on the newly published video. It's all there. The video's all of it at InfoWars, but here it is. And for radio listeners, it's room after room of dead bodies in body bags, tagged and cause of death on it.
This is why Trump has got to seal our borders. We should put the military on the border with Mexico and lock that border down.
Well, Pat Buchanan said it a week ago. He said, go in, point out you shut down the borders, shut them down more, and expose this whole thing.
Right.
Greece is using the coronavirus to shut the border down. They should anyways with the Islamic invasion. Exactly. Trump should seize on this to endorse and prove everything he said.
Right. Because if you don't stop this, if he doesn't take decisive action, he should stop, frankly, should stop all international flights, period, if not all domestic flights, and shut down the border with troops on the border, like I've been calling for and you've been calling for years. He should do this now, because if he doesn't take decisive action, first of all, it's the right thing to do. If he doesn't do it, he will be blamed for every death. They're going to blame him no matter what happens. He might as well do the right thing.
That's the only course is strong action.
Right, and strong action now to exclude it. It's like when you're home, I can't just come to your house. We get along great, but I can't just walk in your house when I want to, because you exclude people from your home.
Yeah, you call it. I call you and say, I want to come over.
Right, but you come as a guest. But no one has a right to be here. You want to be draconian. Be draconian about excluding others so you can have freedom inside of your space, inside of your nation, or inside of your home.
Well, yeah, people think about privacy as like it's a bad thing. No, privacy is the root of freedom, is that you control your space.
Including your nation. But because they failed and they convinced and tricked Trump into failing to secure our nation by excluding people, they're now going to become draconian about us. Force you to be stay in your house. You
know, that's the key. Guys, was in yesterday's article, Stack. I didn't get to it. What the containment, what the quarantines will look like in America. The FEMA set to declare emergency. Because it talks about how the border stays open, but we inside our cities have no right.
Right.
What the hell? You stop it at the gates. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only.
Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You know something, folks? We're already pre-positioned for a crisis like this to have people prepared. I promote the Second Amendment all day long and have guests on every week. I don't sell guns, but I say you should go out and get them and be prepared. I do sell high-quality, affordable food. We have the last big company out there that can still get it to you at InfoWarsStore.com. We got great supplements that boost your immune system, but listen, I'm not worried about that right now. I'm worried about my three daughters and my son and my wife. That's who I'm worried about. And I'm going to say this again very, very slowly. We've never seen a response by any country like China to shut down almost all their major cities and to kill the worldwide supply chain. That bullet already left the barrel. This is huge. This is economic Armageddon. And I believe Trump's trying to prop it up. He admits he is, and that's laudable. And I get it's his job to look stable and be calm. But I told you 5 weeks ago, gut level, I feel a disturbance in the force. And then you get the early study out of Lancet, which is very respected. 15% death rates. Well, that's who came to the hospital, and it's race-specific for Asians. Still kills other folks. We hope that wasn't right. Then the U.S. government said, well, maybe up to 2% death rate. Well, that's 3+ million dead if they think it'll infect half. Who knows if that's even right? This is all just shooting in the dark. Fox News now reporting coronavirus global death rate at 3.4%. Olympics delay a possibility. World health officials confirmed today the fatality rate for the new coronavirus is at 3.4% globally, as Japan Olympics minister says there's a possibility of 2020 Summer Games in Tokyo to be delayed. And then it just goes on from there. So what's a 3.4 of a 2% in the U.S. is 3.3 million. Now we're up at 5 million or so dead. The response to that in the economy is going to be devastating. And what did Bill Maher say, what the Democrats say before this happened? We want economic warfare. We want to bring down the economy. Now they've been on every channel licking their lips saying, we hope this hurts Trump. If this happens, they get the blame for daring to say Trump did this and it's his fault when they're the ones that tried to block the airplanes coming back. Stuart, this is very obvious now. The scenario is playing out.
Right. So that's why Trump should take decisive action. We were talking on the break about the economic outcome. Economic outcomes can be devastating either way. Because once people start getting really ill across the country and dying, I just saw a leak from a guy in Georgia. It's hitting small town Georgia. So when that happens, people are going to stop going to work. They're going to pull their kids out of school. They won't be flying. They won't be going to movies anyway. There's going to be an economic downturn no matter what happens. We may as well minimize the actual death in this country by stopping domestic flights. That's what he should do right now. And calling for all the schools to close. That's the right thing to do.
Italy just did that.
Good. They need to. But that's the right thing to do, but it's the only way to save his presidency. He is otherwise going to lose, I predict, because they're going to blame it all on him.
I want to just be 100% clear. When I saw China locking down its biggest cities and shutting down trade 4 weeks ago, I said, this will be a supply chain nightmare, and either they've launched the biggest hoax in history or this stuff's really deadly and they're covering it up.
I think now we know they're covering up the real death rate.
Yeah, it's real. They had no choice to shut that down, but it's also having the ripple effect of the, you know, the downturn in goods here in the United States because we're so dependent on China. It's both. It's going to be both a real crisis and it's going to be economic warfare.
So let's put our best thinking caps on here. And I got Steve Pachinik, who I really respect, coming on. He'll have a different view. We're not a cult. We want to hear the other side. I'm not sure where he's at on this now, but I agree with him. It's been here for months, and a lot of people have had it. And that's his intel. That's been proven right. It's race-specific, so hopefully it isn't as bad here as it is in China. And again, I'm sorry for the Chinese folks, but I'm trying to look at the best, worst-case scenario here. But, Stuart, it being man-made, the former head of the, you know, the guy that wrote the U.S. bioweapons law has talked to UN folks. 100% man-made. Dr. Francis Boyle, I think he's back on tomorrow.
Right.
It's man-made. That's not being discussed. That's the elephant in the room, isn't it?
That, in fact, it's airborne. It's aerosol. It's not.
Sure, no, I agree with you, but I'm saying, as a military guy, a lawyer, the fact that it's man-made, and Obama in 2015, I have the articles, he transferred it to China. That's got to be discussed. If we get that out, they will still have some dead, but at least they won't be able to blame America and Trump. I think we need to start hammering the globalist stand again, the Chi-Cam stand again. It's man-made. Obama transferred it to him.
I agree, but Trump has to also do what he has to do to protect the American people.
I agree, and that's shut down the borders and shut down international flight, you think?
I think domestic flights, too. I mean, if it's airborne, which it is, it's going to be transferred throughout that entire plane. Anything someone who has it breathes out will be breathed in by the other passengers. You should just stop going to schools, stop going out to theaters, and stop going to church, frankly. Do it all over the internet. You got to isolate yourself. Because otherwise, you're going to
Not just as a father... We have a lot of kids.
Six kids.
Yeah. Not just a military veteran and a lawyer and Ron Paul's advisor. Gut level, you really think this is the big one?
Well, I think it's legit. I think we're living the movie Contagion. I think this is a serious threat, and it's going to kill.
I've never heard you this alarmist before.
No, well, here's the thing. If it comes back again and again, the person, in fact, they've already seen
it. And if it isn't as bad as we think, we at least did what we had to.
Yeah, well, reinfection is more dangerous. I just saw an article that said...
Oh, that's confirmed. This thing, right. It's like AIDS. It comes back. HIV. Right.
And the second time it comes back, it attacks your heart. Well, that's already out there in the mainstream press, which is exactly what the whistleblower...
Listen, they won't test people. They admit people go in. They won't test them because they know it's everywhere. And I'm not saying I had it, but I haven't had a cold or a fever in over 4 years. I finally got one flying to Grand Cayman for a quick vacation over a month ago. Shouldn't have done it. And I've had... Fevers come back a few times in the middle of the night. I get up, I've got a fever, and my lungs won't just stop. They won't stop coughing. I'm not saying that's what it is, but, you know, everybody I know is, you know.
Well, that's the thing. So everyone's going to be paranoid now, and you, of course, you're not paranoid really out to get you, but everyone's going to be worried that every cold, every flu is the coronavirus. And so they're going to react.
Well, I'm just saying I hadn't had a fever in over 4 years, and I last month I've been.
Well, you're breathing coronavirus right now.
Who knows what it is? That's another thing. There could be something else out there that this is the cover for.
Well, I mean, I think HIV combined with encephalitis and MERS is bad enough. It's bad enough, yeah.
Guys, pull up the major Indian University study. I want to show them when we come back the virus. And Dr. Steve Pachinik used to run psychological warfare of the State Department. He's overthrown governments. He is who he says he is. People hear this every time. That sounds crazy. He's had the Justice Department come after him when he's come on the show and talks about, you know, what happened in Italy and Gladio and all the rest of it. So, you know, he's definitely an interesting fella. He's dialed into a lot of folks. He's there kind of with the president's line. You know, hey, okay, yeah, it's like the flu. It might kill you, but big deal. America's great. That was the one he was on 3 weeks ago. He's going to come on. I haven't filtered what he's going to say. And I want you to hear the other side of this, or he may agree with us, sir.
You should have the doctor from the UK on, Dr. Campbell. He's been following this very, very closely.
Get him on.
Yeah.
Remember getting Boyle? Dr. Francis Boyle back on, and we're going to have them all on. But there it is. Indian scientists discover coronavirus engineer with HIV AIDS-like insertions. And then the best articles in Zero Hedge, they had the report, or click on the paper, because it shows the scan of the virus. It shows the RNA and protein insertion points where they edited the virus. I mean, it's like a woman that's had, you know, had a breast implants. You see the scars. I mean, it's right there. It's like, it's not even debatable that this thing, yeah, scroll down and actually show the virus itself. There's a scan of the virus and it actually shows the whole insertion points. I think it's up at the top, guys. Whatever. Just reprint it for me. Doesn't matter. Anyways, yeah, that's not it. It's the Zero Hedge, the actual paper. You need to click on the paper itself. That's it'll say the paper. You click the paper, it'll be right there. All right. right, we'll be right back with Stuart Rhodes riding shotgun under Steve Pachinik straight ahead. Infowars.com. Yeah, he's got a paper right here.
There's a lot of things I can say about the high-quality, storable food we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. But everybody knows any product I sell is going to be high quality at a great price because I treat you like I want to be treated. It is my religion, the golden rule. But the bad news is our main sponsor that does a great job, My Patriot, is now 3 to 4 weeks out before they ship food. They have the food, but they've got to package it. And any day now, they may come and tell me, oh, sorry, we're not selling food anymore because they're not going to take orders for food they don't have. Now, you get your order in now, you get the high-quality food. It's a smart move. It funds the M4. You can't lose. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, a 3 month, a 6 month, a year, special diets, they've got it all at InfoWarsStore.com. They're in our back end. We're partnered with them. They will ship it out to you the day it's packaged. They've got the food, but they are days and days behind shipping it out. So get your order in now to lock it in, and it funds the InfoWar 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure. Really helped the. I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've got to be done.
The Transmitter coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I didn't start selling high-quality, storable food when this coronavirus thing popped up. I've been selling it for 20-plus years. We have the best sponsor, My Patriot. They drop ship right from our site. And it's just good to have for the economy. It's good to have high-quality food to beat inflation. And it funds the InfoWars. The other major suppliers are saying they have food. They don't. They're lying. Now store shelves are selling out. We know the hysteria and China shutting down their supply chain is huge, whether this virus is highly deadly or, you know, whether it's like the flu. We're going to discuss all that here in a moment. We know we are not in Kansas anymore. All the craziness going on. But what I know is that everybody should take care of their own immunity. And what I personally do is take high-quality atomic clean iodine X2 and X3. We have that in stock, 40% off. We've lowered prices during this crisis. Our Super Silver wound gel, our Super Silver toothpaste that's FDA approved to have low levels of nano silver in it that you can actually brush with. Amazing. People love it. That's 50% off. It's about to sell out. We have the Ultimate Turmeric Formula Bodies, 95% curcuminoid. That's amazing for your immune system, your whole body. People think it's better than Advil in many cases for pain. See what it does for you personally. That's all 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And I would personally be boosting my immunity. We don't sell elderberry because people know that's good for antiviral. So there's 100 brands of it. It's out there. Give it to yourself. Give it to your children. But for the products that others don't have, we have them at InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have, I already took the box out of here. Don't, here it is. This has been sold out for months. And you want to get your socks blown off. This has five forms of natural occurring energy that lasts for 10 hours spaced out, with the vitamins and minerals and other cofactors uploaded to your brain. I have already have so much energy that if I've got to stay up 24 hours sometimes at Coast to AM, I'll take half a packet at like 7 o'clock at night. So I don't really need stimulants. I already have so much naturally. I'm pretty manic. But Turbo Force is the strongest, cleanest thing you're going to find out there. I mean, it's people get it and they just can't believe it. It's back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. So be sure and take advantage of that. Now, the next 45 minutes or so, Dr. Steve Pachin is going to ride a shotgun with us. We have Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers, a great patriot, and, of course, a constitutional lawyer, no longer practicing, here with us as well to cover the waterfront. And I want to get into coronavirus next segment, but I want to first get both your take on this. But first, Dr. Pachin. Dr. Pachin, you were on a lot in the last year, and we appreciate you coming back on. You weren't on for about a year and a half or so. You're too busy writing books and working on things. And you just kept saying, don't worry, the emblematic Democrats are like zombies, crypt keepers, it's all over, it's a political realignment, their party's done. And now we see that. I mean, Bloomberg's totally failed, you predicted that. But I get upset, I actually get concerned at this level of incompetence. When Biden clearly has dementia getting worse, they banned me on Facebook a second time 8 months ago for saying he can't talk, looks like he's had another stroke. Now he's doing a faux pas, a canard, a foot in the mouth every 10 seconds. Clearly, I've had family that was great people, but they got dementia and acted like this. He's degenerating very, very quickly. You're a psychiatrist. You're not going to violate the Goldwater Act here and diagnose from afar. Also, as a medical doctor and a veteran, co-founder of Delta Force and best-selling author with Tom Clancy, I mean, all your laurels are folks don't know who you are. Emblematically or archetypally, what the hell is going on with the Democrats right now and how they're trying to frame Trump for coronavirus? Because I agree, they're hyping it and blaming Trump, regardless of how deadly it is. Them trying to blame the president when he tried to block the planes from China and they didn't want to? You're a smart guy. Thin slice this for me. What in hell is going on here?
What you see is what I said a while ago, and I can diagnose. I did publicly say that Biden has senile dementia. The time and the day when he got the wrong time and the wrong state he was in, it was clear to me that he had senility, and he has senility now. I don't apologize for it. I don't violate any Goldwater rule. The bottom line of all of this is actually quite interesting. Remember years ago, I told you that the power would shift to the South and Southwest, and it has. In the same sense.
You said that 15 years ago, and I rolled my eyes. Right. You were dead on. You said the EU will fall, America will take over.
Correct. And we will take over. However, there will be a new phenomenon, which I predicted, and that is the decentralization of power away from Washington. So what you're seeing right now is not only the end of the Democratic Party, they're finished. When you have a Bloomberg and you have a Bernie Sanders, you have a Jew who's a socialist and a Jew who's a trillionaire, that you have played out the scenario of any conceivable rationality for the Democrats. But from my point of view, it reinforced the notion we do not have a Democratic Party. We do not have a Republican Party. Trump, in many ways, does not have a Republican Party. He has his own party, and he is
he's creating the new American ethos.
Correct. And in that new American ethos, everything is coming down to the local city level and county level. It even bypasses the state level. In other words, what's happening is the nation town, the nation city, the nation county is so far more important. And in terms of...
Chinnick, I got to interrupt you. I asked Stuart Rose during the break, I said, what do you want to cover? And he said, they've got their sanctuary cities. We've got our Second Amendment cities. He wanted to get to this very de-evolution of power back to the people.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. The focus of effort now is at the county level already. I just spent a month in Virginia where they're raising county militias at the local level in reaction to their governor turning tyrannical. That's happening in New Mexico. It's happening all across the country.
And they're not like radical, kook, racist militias. They're like under the Constitution and the president. Dr. Pachinik, sorry, go ahead.
So we have exactly what he said. We have in our county, Bradford County, we have a Second Amendment sanctuary city. In other words, that means we're allowed to carry the Second Amendment. No one can violate that on any basis. So that's exactly, he's correct. And we have that at the local county level. We don't need it at the national.
So it's the rediscovery of the individual of self-determination and political will.
Correct. And that's basically where we're heading towards. Thanks to you and many others, we were able to provide what they call the alternative press, but really the ongoing reality that those parties, the Democrats, Republicans, congressmen,
they ignored the will of the people, and the will of the people will manifest.
Correct. And they have manifested. Basically, they said, we do not want any whites, Jews, Catholics. What's going to happen is that the will of the people at the local level can't be that easily determined because it will be kind of a spontaneous organization on issues that are local. So for us, Second Amendment was local, and we defended the Second Amendment. In another county, let's say Gainesville or Alachua, they don't care about Second Amendment. That's their problem. But we care about our own county. We care about our own policemen. We care about our own hospitals. We care about our schools. I can't worry about the governor of Florida who may or may not be good.
So you're saying the entropy and the atrophy of the establishment is a vacuum into which we will enter.
Correct. And you're seeing entropy. That's an excellent word. You're seeing the second law of thermodynamics in the Republican and Democratic Party. And I've got to give Nancy Pelosi credit because she was the sine qua non of self-destructive behavior, which I said on your show. She showed how useless, worthless the Democrats were and what congressional representatives really were doing, wasting our time. Totally corrupt. I mean, how do you explain you have a socialist who's a multimillionaire? I've got Biden, a multimillionaire who's also corrupt. I have a socialist who's corrupt. I have Pelosi who's corrupt. Onward and onward. I don't have a businessman.
Why can't they produce one dynamic person? That doesn't make me overconfident. It actually scares me.
It shouldn't scare you because the bottom line is that the political arena is no longer relevant to those of us who have been entrepreneurs, who have been in combat, been in the military.
You're saying it's just nothing but delusionals that enter that field now.
Yeah, they are self-aggrandizing individuals. When they come in, think of the dynamics. They come and say to you, look, I'm great. I want you to support me. I'm going to be great. Then when they get in, they don't remember who you are. So it's a self-aggrandizing, narcissistic, self-destructive
business.
No, you're
right. They don't even get quid pro quo. They don't get, exactly, they don't have symbiosis. We'll be right back with R.C. Pachinik and our guest, Stuart Rose.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
We've got former Army Colonel John Seamus here, who actually ran FEMA operations. He's going to be popping in later in the hour. Stuart Rhodes brought him here. I don't want to overplay how big this is. And Dr. Pachinik, I'm not disagreeing with you that America can handle this. And I agree with Trump. He shouldn't create a bunch of fear. But the experts say this is man-made. Obama transferred it 5 years ago to China. And now Fox is reporting 3%+ death rates. Who knows if that's even accurate? But you're a medical doctor, and, you know, a psychiatrist, the whole nine yards. I haven't talked to you in a few weeks. I follow stevepachinik.com, but I want to get your current analysis and your current assessment of the coronavirus and what we're facing.
A month ago, I told you I had it, and I did have it. I had seen a Chinese student. A week later, I got a pneumonia. I treated it with antibiotics, and that was it. I said a month ago, it's not a lethal entity, but what it is pervasive. It has an epitope. In other words, it has some genetic coding that allows it to attach very quickly to individuals. In particular, the most vulnerable people would be people my age, elderly, 60, 70, with preconditions. For the most part, the mortality rate is 1 in 1,000. So out of 90,000 cases, out of 1.4 billion in China, there were only 3,000 cases and 3,000 deaths. Is this engineered? I don't think so, and I'll tell you why. Number one, if you look on the can of Lysol, you will see coronavirus. Number two, if you want to create a virus in biological warfare, which I know quite a lot about, you don't create a coronavirus. They're far more lethal entities, but they don't work in biological warfare because we have some other restrictions on it. So the reality is, you know, Fort Detrick can produce all kinds of toxic elements, so does Desiree elsewhere, but this is not created by some entity. This has been around for centuries. It's just a variation of the influenza. The influenza, ironically, has a higher mortality rate than the coronavirus. There you could have 54,000 people killed and you wouldn't know the difference. So the reality is such that Trump is doing the best he can do. The CDC did not do well. HHS did not do well. But there's one doctor in particular who trained me at Cornell Med School, and he's exceedingly good, and that's Dr. Tony Fauci. And he said, look, he can't tell you what's going to happen. I will tell you it will be far more pervasive. There will be a pandemic, but that shouldn't scare people. What it simply means is that a lot of people will be infected. They'll get over it, and the mortality rate will be very low. But the stock market will react to that issue of penetration because our supply chains are broken up. So that's what I will predict. And remember, I had it, then somebody else in my family had it, and it lasts for about a week or so.
Well, let's pull back from that. What I know you said is accurate. I'm going to disagree with the other part, but I know it's dead accurate, is that we've never seen such a supply chain. China didn't shut down all those cities for no reason. That is creating a supply chain nightmare. It's hurting the stock market. And then the media is blaming Trump as if he has something to do with China. I think Trump needs to get out ahead of this more, even attack the media for what they're saying. What do you think, Stuart?
Well, I think I disagree with the doctor in this sense. I don't think that Trump is doing all he can do. Just as he stopped flights from China, he should have stopped flights from South Korea, Japan, and Italy. This is stark there. It makes no sense at all not to do the exact same thing with other countries that are now experiencing.
Well, let's ask him that question, but let's ask this. Why would the CDC say don't buy masks, they don't help you? Dr. Pachinik?
It's a very simple answer, and the answer has nothing to do with helping or not helping. The CDC will need those masks, and APT Corporation in Ottawa will produce it because the CDC will need the masks for the doctors in the hospital.
So it's a triage.
Well, no, it's not only a triage. It's really saying, look, we need those masks. The common folks doesn't need it. In that sense, yeah, it's a commercial triage. But the reality is such that we will need masks. We will need, you know, the suits and all those elements. And we will need to support corporations like Vir and others who will develop an antibody to it.
But they're not telling the American people the truth about that. They're not saying You need a mask, but don't get one because we need them more.
Well, but that's the thing. Whether it's super deadly or not, the fact that they're like hoarding masks and Pence says, oh, we need masks. We're ramping up mask production. The CDC says you don't need it. I think it's that BSing to not create a panic that'll create a panic. That's all I'm saying, Dr. Pachinik.
What Stuart said is correct. I have not gone into the expertise. Number one, I'm not a fan of Mike Pence. I told you a year ago.
Well, Stuart said before he went on air, he doesn't trust Pence. He thinks it's a setup against Trump. What do you think?
I don't know if it's a setup, but basically Pence is incompetent. He was incompetent as an Indiana mayor, a governor, and a congressman. He's nothing. He's just a politician who's self-aggrandizing with a history that's quite bad. The reality is the following. You've got Tony Fauci. You don't have the CDC. You don't have HHS. Get rid of all those people. They're not useful. The CDC was way behind, didn't have the proper tests. And this is an example of what I was saying a long time ago for Trump. You need somebody in the White House to start cleaning out the institutions. You're talking about thousands of people who can't make a decision and can't be proactive. The truth of the matter is there's one guy who will be the focal point, and that's Fauci. Whatever he says will be what comes about. In other words, he will say there will be a pandemic, there will be an epidemic, and we will need masks and gowns. That's an issue. If Trump can handle that, that's fine. He has to declare it. But in turn, we have so many thousands of people. The CDC was incompetent. HHS was incompetent. You have all this incompetency around them.
But so where you're correct is this. I go back to just my personal experience. 6 years ago, my uncle loved him so much. My dad's uncle loved him so much. My cousin, we have a big ranch in East Texas, bought it from the Mexicans 200 years ago or whatever. They all die in a month. And the doctor's like, man, this is a bad pneumonia. It's SARS-like. It's a cover-up. But they're all dead. That wasn't on the news. If there's a real bio attack, you don't hear about it in my experience. Because the doctors told me they were like wheeling dead people out while I was there. They're like, man, there's people dying every hour here. That was in Palestine, Texas. So my point is, why is there this hype, Dr. Pachinik? Why is there so much hype if you have mass death before that I've personally seen with it, and there's no news coverage and people are dying everywhere of a pneumonia thing, and now this is being hyped? What's behind? Who's driving the hype?
Well, number one, it's ignorance, media exposure. You know, the New York Times does what it does. It'll give you all kinds of fake news. But the reality is CDC is so dysfunctional. I would say they are a month and a half behind the number of cases that we have in a small town in northern Florida where it's basically rednecks, workers and all. And we've had an immense amount of the virus infection, and CDC doesn't even know about it. They talked about the first case was in Washington State.
Well, you said that a month ago exclusively. I got to give you credit. They admit now they're not even allowing testing. It's not just they're not, it's not incompetence. They're not allowing the testing.
They're totally incompetent. Trust me, they're just incompetent. When you're incompetent, you really do nothing. I mean, the best thing to do is get out of the way and basically stand and do nothing. You got to get rid of the CDC. You got to get rid of HHS. This is where the problems lie in the federal government. I go back to the local government. What's more important to me? Well, I counted the number of cases I have in a town of 2,000 to 3,000, and I said about 30% of them had been sick over this past month. CDC doesn't record it. They don't even know where to go.
Listen, I know my whole office, half the people here have had respiratory stuff for months.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So I see it. So what you're saying is, not that local's God, but local's where the real rubber meets the road, where you got to do stuff, versus
correct.
The delusional ivory tower, cloud city stuff.
Exactly. I mean, what you're seeing is, again, it's the end of the ivory tower. It's the universities can no longer accommodate to the reality of a binary system or quantum encryption. We're not sending kids anymore to universities to say, you're going to get a liberal education. The MITs, the Harvards that I went to were compromised by the Epsteins, by the CIA, by incompetency and money. And my point to you is that you're seeing those changes evolve very quickly. And it's somebody like you on the alternative media that can state that. Now, Stewart and I come out of Montana. I know a little bit about him. And I had a lawyer who was disbarred from Montana and came down to Florida. Now, why is Montana a problem? Montana in and of itself was really a Democratic state, left wing. And I was totally shocked. Because I come up there and worked in Bozeman to start up companies. But when my accountant told me, look, at the local level, you're going to be paying all kinds of taxes, I said, it's not worth it. I'm getting out of here.
Stay there. We're back in 2 minutes. Hour number three with Stuart Rhodes and Dr. Steve Pachinik. We'll get your take on Montana straight ahead. Stay with us. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.